these techniques have been useful, like, to calm the thoughts in the moment.
Yeah.
And like, but with like ill will and forgiveness, I found that like it hasn't genuinely changed the underlying emotion. Because like 3 months, 6 months down the road,
yeah,
when I thought I had forgiven somebody, and ill will comes up towards that same person, it's like, well, that one there.
Right, right.
So, I mean, when does like that? Do you genuinely change the underlying emotion, or is it just calming the thoughts?
Well, again, I think it comes back to what one thinks and ponders upon, that becomes the inclination of the mind. And also, in that sense, you know, just as you talked about it or described it, one of the things you didn't take note of is that you didn't think about it for 3 or 6 months. You know, and that's something, yeah. You know, you have to sort of see your successes as well as your failures. So it's like this, and the thing is when you've had get a handle on it and it subsides, even when it comes back, it doesn't have that same sting or the same compulsion. Because it has been set down, and one hasn't bought into it, and there might still be some power there, and some things are really do take a lot of time, but it's that seeing it, being willing to acknowledge it and recognize it, and then bring attention to bear on it in a skillful way.